Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wondery's new podcast, This Job is History, is hosted by Chris Parnell from Saturday Night Live and Rick and Morty. Steeped in factual history, this brilliantly funny podcast delves into quirky and absurd jobs from the past. Clock in and listen to This Job is History on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Oh,
hello. Hello, you gorgeous people of Atlanta, darling. It is amazing to be back at the Variety Theater.
Yes, thank you for having us back.
My top sticker on my notebook is when we were here last, guys. And you know what? The past is very important to us because this is episode 2000.
Our 2000th episode.
Can you believe that shit? I cannot believe that.
I know. I cannot believe we're 2,000 episodes into this show.
Oh my God.
This is wild.
I have never in my life spoken to somebody as much as I have spoken to your ass, sir.
That's 2,000. Let's be honest. That's like 4,000 hours of content. That's a lot. A lot of talking.
More importantly, I've never listened to anybody as much as I've listened to your ass. I feel like I deserve a ring or some shit. Come on.
I know. Oh, man, it's been a long time.
I can't commit to another damn thing in my life but this fucker, okay? What were you doing in year 2000?
The year 2000, which was not when we started the podcast. So I was a junior in college.
Hot.
I was an intern. So believe it or not, I was an intern on three different shows during that year. I was an intern on Strangers with Candy. Did anyone watch that show?
Yeah.
I was an intern at Nickelodeon.
User, a boozer, and a loser.
And one of the strangest quirks of my resume, I was the very first ever intern for the World Wrestling Federation. Now known as WWE, but back then it was WWF. So, and that is a true story.
That's why you're so butch.
I would just walk around that office, like, waiting for The Rock to come in and be like, ah. He never did.
So hot. Have you seen Young Rock?
I've seen commercials for Young Rock.
You're no Rock, sir. I'll say that.
Listen, I don't care about the rocks that you got, you know?
I was living in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, before it was all fancy. I was back, there was like one woodworker and a metal lady with a mustache. Okay, that's who lived there. One Thai restaurant and like a sneaker shop. And I lived in a pasta building above a Hasidic school with five people in this loft. And I lived above the bathroom so I could pay less rent in the closet, which was like a long coffin. And I had like a big 14 track, I think it was 12 or 14 track recorder, and I had my own one man band that I made all of the sounds for called Midi's Revenge, and I thought it was so cool. Me and my little dog Xena up in this little thing, I would just poke down like, did it! Did it!
I'm sure that was greatly appreciated on Shabbat. It's like my cousins downstairs from you being like, all right, tonight we have the celebration of the Shabbat candles, no electricity. Then upstairs, it's like,
it's like art, you know? It's like, I'm an artist. And then I did all of our walls in the loft as different things. I broke mirrors that I found on the street, and then I would like make a tree out of them on one of the walls. It was like a big broken mirror mosaic thing. But then every night I'd be like, doo-doo, and like stamp on something, and then you just hear clink, 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 and then my roommates are like, God damn it, our feet are bleeding.
So in summary, you were making strange music from broken mirrors, and I was stalking wrestlers. So that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
that's a pretty good time.
Here we are. And here we are. 2,000 years later.
2,000. And we, you know what, by the way, we wouldn't be 2,000 episodes in if it weren't for all of you people. So thank you for listening to our show.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it.
Because you know my ass is unemployable. I don't know what the fuck else I would be doing. I would be dead somewhere by now.
Well, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. It's great to be back in Atlanta. We love it here.
All right.
All right.
Take it away,
Let me just scroll up my notes. 2,000 episodes in, I'm still like, wait, how do I do this again? So, hey, you're invited to a three-part reunion.
All right, guys. Let's say it's me and all the girls here on the set. We're like Charlie's Angels. What's the name of the guy from Charlie's Angels?
Charlie?
Let's turn up. I'm an alcoholic. I like cockies. Shoot some cockies into my goddamn vein. I don't gotta fuck cockies if I could. Get your cocky and fuck me like it's a cocky. I love cocky.
All right, who here has had sex tonight? Who here is gonna have sex tomorrow? Who got boobs? Who put boobs on their butt and butts on their boobs?
Like, seriously, it's like a businesswoman with like tons of jobs and like business in my mind. I've had like, I swear to God, like to be honest, like I like have sex like 4 times a night, like.
All right, you know what? You haven't given me a sorry, you haven't given me a thank you, and you still haven't told me what's the word on my head. What's the word on my head? Okay, giraffe, is it giraffe? Ellen Barkin, is it Ellen Barkin?
You know why I always say that I was born in the spotlight? Because I'm a star? You know why? It's because I was born in the spotlight, because I was born a star.
I want to have romantic dinner for two with goats.
Those rumors you were spreading about me having sex with all of the guys in the hospital was malicious. But my foot. Uno, dos, tres, go.
And scene. Thank you. Just try to imagine some like hot pink palm fronds coming in front of us and saying The Real Housewives of Miami, a Peacock original.
So we get the arrivals of all the ladies. Now, just to warn you, especially the husbands, sorry. I'm so sorry. I'd just like to apologize to any husbands or partners here.
We have several. We're sorry. Down here. I see many especially husbands because and boyfriends. And
this is, yeah, look, he's like, that's me. I take it. No, he's like, fuck, not a husband, bitch.
you never knew.
Sorry, but also this is a reunion, okay? So this is rapid fire fighting and shit the whole time. God bless everybody who came tonight.
Yeah, God bless. And by the way, we don't want to make assumptions about who's a husband or whatever, because you never know. We got on the Uber today, and the Uber driver goes, is something going on in Atlanta today? There's like so many hot women. And Ronnie goes, are there? And the Uber driver goes, oh, are you guys a couple? And I said, no, we're work partners, but we are gay.
Who tries to bond like that? Fucking straight guys, I swear to God, I can't. They're like, boobs, right? Am I right? You seen all the tits around here? Just fucking drive the car, sir. Okay. I literally did not notice women at all. And it's not that I'm like that, because you're my best friends. So I normally see women, I'm like, where are we going, bitch? Where are we going? Who's taking me out tonight? I don't know what he was talking about. But also, yes, things are going on downtown in Atlanta. Fucking idiot. There was like a church revival right where he picked us up.
There was like a sidewalk congregation happening. So it was definitely different from what Ronnie used to live on top of. So anyway, we're in New York City, huh? And we're seeing everyone around. This is like the new thing with reunions. We got to watch everyone actually walk into buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
So they're in there. They're in doing the hair and makeup. And Andy's like going from dressing room to dressing room. And he walks and he's like, hey, Larsa, where's Marcus?
Who's Michael Jordan's son, Larsa?
Yeah.
This poor guy is standing right there. He's like, I'm right here.
Oh! Wow. Where are your trophies?
Where are we?
Where's your...
Hey, Michael Jordan's son. Have you seen The Last Dance? One of the best films of the year last year.
Wow, love those sneakers. Are those Air Not Your Dad's? Whoa.
Then we go to Lisa with her new man, who is an undertaker of some sort. I'm not sure what this...
Also a wrestler. I actually thought he was part of the glam squad. Did anyone else? Okay. I'm sorry. This guy comes on with a fake, like a giant fake tan, huge teeth, and his name is Jody. Did anyone else think he was the hair guy?
He's like a glam squad for dead people. He was like the Undertaker.
Well.
He does. He's got Undertaker. And that's just nothing wrong with that. Like, we all want to look fabulous when we transition to the new world or whatever. But he's like, you know, people who are like, oh my God, turn that frown upside down. Seriously, Jody, what the fuck happened in your life? His mouth is literally like this. Lighten up, you're rich.
Yeah, he's very rich, actually.
You're rich enough for Lisa to date. Just fucking buy Amazon, sir. What are you frowning about?
I actually did some research. He graduated from Harvard. He has like a whole startup. And he's also from Canada, which means that they have the perfect immigrant love story. I'm an immigrant
from Canada.
They each came over in their little bottles, you know.
They came over in a covered wagon.
The American
with maple
tale.
Syrup and Katie Lang CDs.
So let's see. So yeah, she's
Jody.
Like,
look, everybody, look at his eyes. Look at that frown. This is, he's my friend that's a boy. Jody.
So then we go back to Larsa and Andy, and she's like, Andy, like, you know what? Like, last night, like, honestly, like, I'm not even going to lie to you right now.
Like, honestly, I've been really stressed. Because, you know me, Andy, like, I just handle all my business right away. Foot porn? No, Andy, my business. Regular porn? No, Andy, I'm a businesswoman.
I'm sorry, I got that on your foot. I was just so excited to see your foot.
So then,
Gert... She started it, not me. I know that's disgusting. I didn't start a foot porn business on a national television show. You think I want to be up here in episode 2000 talking about someone getting splooge on their foot? No.
She started it.
I didn't dream of this.
She started it. So then Gertie is like, oh my God, there's like so much to talk about. Like, but like, I feel like the truth doesn't lie. There's like, there are things that have to be said. There are things that have to be spoken about. There's decorations that need to be put up. Lights that need to be everywhere. Your name needs to be in a neon light. And then you get to take it home at the end of the day. And then you have your wedding for you, Andy. Have to have a bridal shower for your little baby. I know that she's a little girl, but she will get married someday. She will need a bridal shower. But he just like closes the door slowly on her. And then Adrian is like,
oh my God.
You know, this group is like a box of chocolates. You never know who's gonna show up for your music video.
Are you really Forrest Gumping it for your first line, Adriana?
I know.
Really? You know there's so many kinds of shrimp in a reunion.
The feather lands on her foot.
My foot!
My foot! Jenny! So she's like, I heard through the grapevine that Alexia and Marisol are coming from. Was the grapevine the fucking television show that you're on where that ended every four last episodes going, I'm coming for you.
So, then Andy goes up to Alexia and he's like,
so you and Adriana still haven't really cleared up your mess. And also, can you believe that's Michael Jordan's son for crying out loud?
How could we be over what happened with Adriana? She didn't even do anything to apologize correctly. Like, how are you going to get over that? And Marisol's just standing next to her going, that's fucking right. That's right.
And then Alexia is like, she's not authentic. I'm like, have you seen your cast? There's not a lot of authenticity in the visuals.
If so, bathing suits had tuxedo versions, I don't know what Alexi is doing, but I love the confidence that these women have.
Bathing suits had tuxedo versions.
It's like a gym. It's like a sports bra back.
Yeah.
Right? Down the boobs. It's all glittery. There's just a lot that I didn't understand, but I kept rewinding it anyway.
Well, you know, what was funny is Andy is talking to Marisol and Alexia. Did you catch this moment? It was so fast. Where he's like, oh, okay, well, anyway, Marisol, get dressed. And she goes, huh? He just comes from Marisol out of nowhere. And it just cuts away.
Yeah. So everybody starts coming out on the stage. And this is how Gertie sounds coming on stage. She's not only wearing like long beads, she's wearing chains. Like chains from like a chain link fence. I'll put this, it's like, I was like, is someone trying to sneak out of the prison yard? What is happening? That dress.
It's like a car wash.
And she can barely walk because it's so heavy. She's like, oh my God, hold on. Let me just say something while I walk to my chair. I'm like, oh my God, please don't.
They get there. It's like this, actually, it feels like a small set. I feel like the reunions lately have looked like football fields. And this one, they're all up on top of each other. I guess it's like the peacock thing or whatever. And so they all come.
I'm saying peacock. I'm saying the.
I'm like, peacock with their small sets.
Might as well be on TMZ. TLC. TMZ, sorry.
Well, unfortunately.
So, welcome to the season 5 reunion, Ola ladies!
And I have to say, you know, Dr. Nicole has had, I feel like, a very strong season. The second half, she's been really good. Are there Dr. Nicole fans here?
She did, yeah, she really did.
I have to say, the way she started this reunion with such shade, when Andy goes, hey, Nicole, do you recognize where we are? And she goes, of course. Larsa, do you recognize where we are? That's perfect.
Yeah, to be honest, like, I do recognize it. It's the room I'm trying to get into in Daddy Michael Jordan's house. Do you know the combination, like?
And she's like, yeah, well, this is where we had my engagement party, so...
And then Alexia, just in case Larsa wasn't totally clear, Alexia goes, that you missed.
Oh, I'm invited now? Like, okay, like, great.
So Andy's like, hi, Larsa, your son Scottie Pippen Jr. is playing for the Lakers. That must be so exciting. Okay, is Michael Jordan more excited about his son playing for the Lakers, or are you fucking one of his arch nemeses? He's here! He's back at it. I'll find him.
That is so exciting. He's playing for the Lakers. It must be surreal for your ex-husband.
And she's like, yeah, he goes to every game.
No, let me finish. For your ex-husband to have to witness you fucking Michael Jordan's son. He was probably about 5 years old when you guys got married.
We're such dicks, too. And by us, I mean all of us.
Oh.
Because
welcome.
All of us.
Welcome.
All Bravo watchers are such assholes. We're such hypocrites. We're like, 10 years? I mean, what was he in, diapers? What's he in diapers when you... It's 10 years. I mean, that's not much in Bravo. Wait, was it 10 years or...
What, 10 years? That he...
It's more Marcus, than that, right?
Marcus is 10 years older than Scottie Pippen Jr. and about 27 years lower than Larsa?
Oh, you see, they fucked me with math. If ever you start doing anything with numbers, my head just gets so jumbled, I'm like, yeah.
See, it's not that far apart. I'm not that much farther apart than Scotty is with the other guy with Michael Jordan's son, because, like, a train, 10 miles, 30 minutes, 47 kilos. I'm like, oh
my God, they're the same age. What are we being mean about?
And you know, let's be honest, if Marcus was just like, if he were like super, super hot, we'd be like, yes, Larsa, good for you. You know what, age, there's no age in relationships. But we're never like, Larsa.
Yeah.
So Andy's scattered applause. So Andy goes, he's like, Gertie, I'm dying over your outfit. I mean, you are showing everything. And how much does that weigh? Would you stand up? And she's like,
oh, yes, hold on.
Wow.
It's Art Deco in the back and Miami in the front. That's what I was going for there.
Wow.
Lights that go up and down on the top on the fluorescent light that says Andy on the bottom, and the dress is gortified. Gortified.
And Julia, wow, you look like a goddess tonight. You want me to get up too? Okay, I mean, if you insist. Top inspired by cabbage, bottom inspired by goat, and chicken feet. Thank you.
Wow! Julia, God, look at you. That takes so much confidence. You're wearing a midriff showing dress and you're sitting down for 10 hours? What the fuck is wrong with you? What are you, 93 years old? To just sit there and feel like such a wrinkly lump. And I was like, Andy, calm down. What's wrong with you?
And then, like, and then he's basically like, and hey, like, okay, well, this is right here.
Let me show you.
This is Halle Berry back
Halle
here.
Berry.
Halle Berry. This is Swordfish Era. Swordfish Era, Monster's Ball.
Halle Berry.
This is Finding Isaiah. And that CBS show right here.
Alexia.
She just was up. She was ready.
Oh, really? Really? And she has that angry look in her eyes like, oh, you want to look at mine too? Do you? Do you want to look at mine?
Mine's normal weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Halle Berry. It's like, you can't just say Halle Berry. You're wearing a swimsuit. Like, what are you talking about?
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. If you're looking for the answer to deep philosophical questions like, what is the meaning of life? I can't really help you. But I do believe that we really enrich our experience here by learning from others. And that's why in each episode, I like to talk with actors, musicians, artists, scientists, and many more types of people about how they get the most out of life. We explore how they felt during the highs and sometimes more importantly, the lows of their careers. We discuss how they've been able to stay happy during some of the harder times. But if I'm being honest, it's mostly just fun chats between friends about the important stuff. Like, if you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it? Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Talking about
commercials. Here comes one right now.
Julia, do you exercise a lot? I just can't get over that midriff. And she's like, I lift lots of bales of hay, Andy, to throw at chicken chasing me. Scary chicken, Andy.
The dirty bird. I love when Julia does our impersonation of her. She's like, I lift bales of hay. I was like, oh, I was going to write that as my joke. I guess I won't.
Wow. Love this crew. I mean, you all show a lot of skin. So many cutouts. You all pull it off. Some of you literally, right, Larsa? Congratulations on making your mortgage again this month.
Last but not least, we have Lisa, who's not wearing silver as detailed in the memo. She's wearing black because she finally figured out sad clothing.
I'm doing that, Andy, because I feel like my divorce is like death. Ah! So where's the neon green? That's what you wear to funerals, isn't it?
Well, last year we kicked things off unconventionally, so everyone took a shot. So this year we're going to do it also unconventionally. Larsa, will you have Marcus come out here and suck your toes? Thank you.
Is it vodka, Andy? I have pickles in my boobs for everybody for shot.
Pickles.
It's tequila.
So they all take these tequila shots. This is very peacock. That they're like, here, get them some cheap ass tequila that's like gasoline, and then don't give them a lime or a chaser. They're like,
Andy's like, well, the reaction to this season's been absolutely amazing. I mean, wow, people have loved watching all your marriages fall apart and friendships decay. Great work, everyone.
Lou from Baton says, Nicole, I know Anthony makes a good living, but how can you afford a boat, 1,000 luxury cars, a plane, and a $40 million house?
Oh, Andy, that's actually very funny. Let me hold my invisible apple for this. Listen, you know, we actually didn't buy the house for $40 million. We bought it for $13 million 5 days ago. So it was just like amazing. And then we actually sold it for $44 million.
Yeah. Anthony's really good at business. I was like, What kind? Because I love Nicole, but that is a Lifetime movie waiting to happen. I need to know what's happening here.
Right.
So Alexia just looks confused because she's trying to comfort Nicole, you know, and she can just never, Alexia's just too stupid. Now look, I know Alexia, like she has a lot of fans, especially after last year, because the way Bravo works is the more the world shits on your head, I caught you yawning, fucker, all right? That is a husband. I caught a husband. I'm just playing with you. You're hot, I'll let it slide. So.
Yes.
But last year, you know, the way the Bravo world works is the more you have the world just shit on you, we're like, oh my God, I stan you. You know, like we love people who are just getting shit on. I think it's, you know, because we all have hearts, LOL. But man, she has really shit away all of that goodwill, hasn't she?
Alexia?
Yes,
yeah.
Alexia.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's a weird part of me that still just really loves Alexia, despite the fact she is deeply wrong on every single thing. Yeah. But that's why I'm so amused at it. And I love in this reunion, she keeps doing like a live boomerang of her head. She keeps doing this.
Yeah, that's what she does. She shakes her head, and she even blinks like Teresa, just much more slowly. She does the blink, 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 blink. It's like a metronome. It's like she gets two shakes per blink, like blink, 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 blink. So she tries to get Nicole, and she's like, oh, except is it your money or is it Anthony's money? And Nicole's like, well, I spend his money like it's mine, so I guess it's fine.
Yeah, it's a good answer.
And Alexi does her blink, blink, like totally confused. What do I say to that? So Andy's like, okay, I've got a real fun. Okay, we talked about boobs. Okay, we talked about rich people. Cancer! Ah, cancer!
Yeah, so we learned about Martina's cancer, which is, you know, terrible, but hopefully it's very treatable. So obviously all our love and well wishes for Martina.
You know, we love the Martina.
We love Martina Navratilova, and I love the fact that we get her as, like, friend of on this show.
Yeah.
We also find out that one of the ways she detected it was because she had a swollen lymph node and she was afraid it was from her shingles vaccine, at which point Larsa goes, I don't even know what shingles is. Is Michael Jordan its father?
Is that like why, honestly, literally every house I've ever lived in leaks?
It's so hard being a shingle mother.
But if you don't have shingles, you end up having babies in wedlock. Right, Nicole?
Wow, okay, cool. Well, Lisa, obviously this season was difficult. I mean, hilarious for all of us, but difficult
for
you.
Fun for us, yeah.
Yeah, so how much has changed on a daily basis with Lenny? How are you doing? If you want to cry, this is your chance.
She's like, I have good days, I have bad days, then I have really, really, really bad days, Andy, really, really bad.
And he's like, and the kids? And she's like, Elle has no idea, Andy, but Logan's been building up his gun closet and grenade suitcase, so hoping for the best for that kid. Got him a really long trench coat for his fourth birthday, Andy.
Seriously, though.
Okay?
Seriously. You know what?
Stop
it's tough.
That shit.
We haven't even seen a judge. We haven't even seen a judge. I have a lawyer. He's basically, you know, his name is Perry Mason. He's like that guy from that TV show. What's that show called again?
Perry Mason?
Oh, yeah.
The skinny one or the fat one? Because now they've got a skinny one on HBO Max. It's hilarious.
I don't even know.
I just keep yelling at the TV. You're how skinny, you're Perry Mason.
He just wears all white all the time. Oh, well, that's Matlock. Sorry. No one needed to hear that.
Charlie's Angels to just random 70s and 80s detective.
I've run through my entire list of TV lawyers. Perry Mason and Matlock. And Five-ish Finkel from Picket
Charlie's
Fences.
Charlie's not even a lawyer. What does Charlie do? He just runs like an international... Let's not get into that shit. We don't need it.
We're both too behind on that whole thing to get into that. Larsa does that thing where she's trying to do the Andy role of the night, you know, like she's going to be in every single conversation. So Andy's like, so are you still in the house, Lisa? And she's like, yeah, I'm not going to just let him throw me to the wolves. You know, Logan has an entire logo army ready to blow into pieces, Andy.
It took me 3 years. Larsa's buzzing in like it's Family Feud every 2 seconds. It took me 3 years.
Yeah. Like, you know what? As it should be, you shouldn't leave the house because, like, divorce is hard. Like, you know how long it took me? Like, literally, like, 3 years. Like, so long, you guys. It was so hard.
It's like, it's not about you, Larsa. She's going to have, and I just know she's going to have something to say about every single thing, and she does. Larsa just came to speak tonight. She's like, you know what? I don't do too much on this show. Talk. I'm a business lady woman.
So Andy's like, well, Lisa, as you know, we reached out to Lenny last week to see if, or we reached out to you to see if it was okay for us to reach out to Lenny.
Oh yeah, you guys are so sensitive over there, bravo. You guys are such good people.
We reached out to you to make sure it's okay to bring Lenny here, Lisa.
And of course, he actually declined, although then we did invite him through the back page ad of a local newspaper, and then he was very much into it.
And she's offended. She's very offended that Lenny didn't come, you know? And Alexia's like, thank God that Lenny didn't come, because I don't even know what I would do. And Gertie's like, there was about to be a smackdown in here. Smackdown.
I would throw bale of hay at face. I got hay arms. They don't call them haymakers for nothing.
Yeah.
So Andy's like, all right, let's talk about Lenny's hot mic moment, okay? I've known many hot mics in my life, but this one was definitely the most entertaining. Let's watch.
And we see that whole cringeworthy scene again. And Lisa's like, that whole thing just confirmed everything that was so obvious to literally every other person in the world for 15 years. It was terrible.
Now, this is where it's like you're rooting for Lisa the whole season, and this is definitely the episode where I just started booing. I was like, wait a minute. You're dropping the ball now. Okay, so this is her story. He goes, what was your reaction to that clip? And she goes, it confirmed what I knew. And he goes, oh, so you suspected him earlier of being with this woman? And Larsa goes, you found him in the hot tub together, remember?
Yeah, like,
found him in the hot tub.
Yeah. With a candlestick.
And she's like, yeah, I did.
This is Miss White.
So, yeah, you caught him in the hot tub. And she's like, yeah, a year before. And he goes, yeah? So wait, in relation to this reunion, was it? I can only think of in between reunions, was it before or after? She's like, a year before at the last reunion. A year before, and then even the music was like.
And Lisa tells the story. She says that she saw him in the hot tub, and yeah, they were very close, like too close, like inappropriate. And I said, hey guys, what's going on here? Wow, Lisa, you really marked your territory there.
And then he just looked at me and smiled, so I like pulled him out of the hot tub. I was like, come on, Lenny. And then I looked over at her and I just smiled. I was like, what the fuck is this story?
No, she goes,
that's when you get Logan out here. What the hell? What the hell is that kid training for?
She goes, I looked at her like this. I'm like, well, it's not really effective when your face can't show any emotions. It's like having a balloon just drift in.
Well, Cagney from Lacey says, the Formula One in Miami is like the Oscars is to LA, so.
Is it? Is it though?
I don't know.
whatever you say.
I'm just imagining a car in a Christian Siriano gown.
Yeah.
So Andy's like, basically the question is like, why did you go to this, like you knew he'd be out and about, why did you go to Formula One parties?
And when we all know the answer is because she knew he was going to be there.
Of course.
Right? Duh. Yeah.
And Larsa goes, we made a plan to go there. Yeah. Well, make a plan to go to Blockbuster instead. I don't know.
Yeah. It was like a week before, so like that's when we planned it, so.
Then what does that prove? You knew Lenny was gonna be there months before. He always goes to the same Lenny box. He's got a boob box in the fucking, hey honey, you wanna come to the boob box? I'm the boob god. He's got like a box of Formula One, just boobs everywhere.
Let me tell you something. We're going to find out they all took an Uber together to this Formula One party. Let's be honest.
There's something so weird going on with this story, and I really don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little creeped out with this Lisa. This, don't you say I do, because then you're going to get me to start saying conspiracy things, and that's not what we're here for today. So Lisa's like, and boom, boom, boom. It's just like that show Three's Company where there's three people and they're like, keeping each other company? Yeah. Boom, there's Lenny.
So yeah, she runs into Lenny and everything, and this is, and then when she ran into Lenny, she's like, and he's like, oh yeah, and I heard that his girlfriend licked her lips at you, and your mother posted the video, and your marriage continued to fall apart. If you want to cry at any of this, please. I'm doing Lisa voice for Andy. It's fine.
So the main question is, like, why would your mother-in-law post that? That's so odd. I thought she was on your side. And she's like,
well, I thought she posted it because she was mad at Lenny. But then I had to come here to New York for BravoCon, and Lenny made it sound to her like I was coming here for fun. So she invited the girlfriend to Formula One and then took a...
What the fuck is going on?
I didn't follow any of the story, really. I just knew that everyone was fucked up in it, you know?
Yeah, everyone starts gasping, and Andy's like, so your relationship with Marina is, and Alexia goes, oh, yeah, you know, because Marina's in a hard position. She's in a hard position, too.
Oh, well, you know Marina, so...
Oh, well, you know Marina. She didn't mean it. She's a good boy. She's a good boy, you know? She was raised right. She didn't mean to punch that homeless person, you know?
She loves music. She's an artist.
She had the camera on the homeless person so she could get herself giving it a dollar so she could say, hey, everybody who's Marina's friend, maybe you should give a dollar too.
Yeah.
But then when she was giving the dollar, the homeless person flinched like a fly was flying around, so she punched it to get the fly, and then, boom, he's on the ground. Oh, yeah. Well, you know,
she's
Marina.
Yeah. So then this is the wildest part. Andy is like, I think he asked this question almost as a joke. He's like, I mean... are you still even buying groceries for this man? And she's
I do.
Everyone's like, Lisa.
What the fuck, Lisa? I said that, weren't you?
Everyone said
you're still fucking living with Lenny after all this time.
Everyone said it.
So
Lisa goes.
Well, that's such a Bravo thing, isn't it? It's like, this opinion is so original. Is something fishy here?
She says she's still buying peanut butter for him and everything.
Crunchy this is where it gets crazy. She goes, I do, Andy, because the kids like strawberries and bananas, and they don't like crunchy peanut butter. I'm the one who likes crunchy peanut butter.
Hold on. I'm lasering in on a problem over here. Cállate, okay? Or you're about to meet afuera.
Okay, love you. Stay quiet over there. Okay, go ahead.
So either way, nothing makes sense.
You guys aren't bilingual? Okay, that was what we call Spanish, so.
So then Alexa's like, oh, well, you know, I was surprised he answered the phone during like one of your confessionals that you had. And then we get that phone call bit. We see a flashback of Lisa being, Lenny, what the hell is this article? This is bullshit. This is absolute bullshit. Do you want some more peanut butter? Because I think we're getting low.
This is absolute bullshit. Got you some scopes. See you at home.
What the fuck? So Andy's like, so what about this Halloween party? She goes, yeah, I want to say something about that because he was flirting with every girl there, Andy. I'm telling you this. And he goes, in front of his girlfriend? And she's like, no, because she had the temporary restraining order against me. So when I went to Lenny's Halloween party, she couldn't go. He had to ship her off.
I have a question. To anyone who's been through a divorce in this audience, is this what it's been like? Is this what it's like? So then Andy's like, okay, so he's shooting with you and the kids, and he's shooting date. Like, why did he do this in the middle of this filming? Like, why did he even film? I mean, he shot a date night with you, for crying out loud. And she's like, well, after the good vibes party, because, you know, good vibes, we went to a charity function. I stayed out late with all my girlfriends to 4 a.m., and I was hungover, and he looked at me, and he just said, ugh, I want a divorce.
I'm disgusted with you. This is it. It's over.
And she goes, but, you know, like he throws the D word around all the time. It's how we fight.
You know.
This is the man you buy peanut butter for?
It's normal. He woke up and said, you're fucking disgusting. I'm out of here. I want nothing to do with you ever again.
Now listen, I'm totally on Lisa's team because Lenny's a piece of shit. Let's not forget Lenny's a piece of shit.
No matter how fishy this is, you're still Team Lisa, of course.
But do you ever get like a feeling in the back of your head that like 7 years ago he showed up and was like, Lisa, here are my lawyers, here's the divorce papers, I want a divorce. Oh, Lenny. Yeah. We just fight that way.
Like, this is just the first time they actually caught him on a microphone saying it, so it counts, you know? So she's like,
but he always goes out all the time, too. I mean, so I go out once a month. What's the big deal? I mean, I hang out with my girlfriends.
And they're like, you should go. You should be able to go out and have fun with your girlfriends. And Gertie goes, work hard, play hard.
And you hear like a shh, shh, shh as her dress like moves. So Andy's like,
so were there issues about how much money you spent in his in this lifestyle? And she goes,
well, I work at a spa for free. I wasn't a do-nothing. Mm-mm. What?
She worked at the spa. Was that a thing that she works at the spa? Is that what, going is that in like there a... and having people take off your face and restaple it to your head? Because I'll take that damn job.
Is this like Mia from Real Housewives of Potomac? She goes in there and moves the brochures around? What?
So Andy's like, Lenny said on Instagram... that he'd rather be alone and loveless than to be with you, Lisa. So, you said in the past that you still love him. Do you still love him? Tell me, Lisa, do you still love him? And she's like, he's very rich, Andy, you know. But I will say, this is not the person I fell in love with. You know, I feel like I was tricked.
But my pipes aren't dusty. Everyone's like... What? Remember Jody? Guess what? He's not on my glam team. He's in my hoo-ha.
Jody has seen my pipes and he's decided to undertake them. Andy.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Andy's like, well, I like his job choice. He's in tech, huh? I mean, at least he's not looking at tits all day.
Hate guys whose job is looking at tits all day. Everybody get together so I can see all your boobs lined up. All right.
He is the complete opposite of Lenny. He's tall. He has hair. Case closed.
I love that for you. Thanks for sharing.
And then Gertie goes, she puts her hands in prayer mode over her nose. She goes...
Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
And then it goes to commercial, but then Larsa, she's like, I have to save this for the commercial break. The girlfriend, this is what she did.
Andy. Like that.
That's $10 like that, Andy, now. Like that. Thank you. That's $10.
Andy's just swiping his phone, like, what the fuck is that girl talking about? Just DMing Michael Jordan, like,
still waiting. You're welcome to come.
And we're back, ladies. This season was epic, and the great thing is it looked like you were having so much fun.
My favorite prop and my favorite person enter. A fucking bullhorn carried by Mary Saul.
Hey, everybody. Let's have some fun. Did someone say let's fun this place up? Alcohol, shut up, Siri. Seriously, what is she talking about?
She just said the Y Factory from the Urban Dictionary means showing you.
I understand.
Oh, no, I want to read what you said. She just said the Y Factory from the Urban Dictionary. I'm taking this shit off. I'm so sorry I'm wearing this. Okay, so Mary Saul.
Oh, yeah, let's fund this place up. Cocky, addiction, rexia, bonanza, I can barely walk, alcoholic.
Bonanza. So Andy's like, okay, welcome, Marisol and Adriana. Well, 2000 from Flushes says, Adriana, you were so judgmental of Larsa's bottom. How in the world could you ask her to join you when you got a Brazilian butt lift?
Seems pretty bold.
And she goes, oh, you know why I brought it up? To give you a chance to own it. That's why I brought it up, Andy. Okay?
And Larsa's couch, the whole couch is like, what? What? How could she?
Own your big mouth.
Yeah, own what? Own your big mouth, own that. Like, you know what, you should own your big mouth. Yeah, own it. Your big
own
mouth.
It. Own
yeah,
your shingles.
Do that.
Saint Adriana goes, BBL. Do you know what this means? Brazilian butt a lift. I am Brazilian. Therefore, I am entitled to my country. I'm not appropriating anything. It's not called LBL because it's not Lebanese butt lift. Okay?
I love, yeah, I mean, that is a slow clap right there. That is a standing up for what's right. Cultural appropriation of the Brazilian butt lift.
I mean,
it's just, I thought we'd come so far in this country, but apparently not.
So you haven't gotten a BBL? No, Andy. No, I haven't gotten it. All right, well, could you use that remote control thing and lower it? Because you're kind of high and moving out of the frame. It's like, oh, okay, hold on.
Adriana's bangs are like, his bangs are like this in the air.
So that is your natural butt. It is, Andy, yes.
And everyone here believes that. Larsa goes, yes.
And Alexia is like, I believe it if she says it, because it's your body, and you have the right to believe what you want about your body. That's how it is. If she identifies as somebody with a natural booty, who am I to say no?
So, of course, they then roll footage from season one, where we see basically a tongue depressor with jorts on.
Every season, they pull new footage of Larsa's old ass.
Literally just like a piece of bacon.
So Andy's like, do butts normally grow like that? I haven't seen anything in nature in so long, I actually don't know.
Yeah, like your boobs and your arms, especially if you got shingles. And Marisol, doing a great job to make it better, goes, I think she just got heavy. She was already heavy.
And I love that her new boobs are also considered natural under this new Larsa law that's going on here. Fucking funny.
Was anyone else a little disappointed that Marisol was not dressed as either a chicken or a French clown?
Yeah. I think she did that thing where you read the season and people are like, we're not believing your alcohol bullshit, and this is sad. There are real alcoholics in the world, and how dare you?
You know, because you know how we are on the internet. We're like,
oh, how dare you? My mother is an alcoholic. How dare you laugh about this?
So she came in, she's like in a little suit. She's like, what? I didn't really even mean it. It's all been a joke.
It's water. It's water in my cocky cup the whole time. So he's like, Andy, Marisol, the internet had a lot to say about your drinking. So you're not from Mama Elsa and never will be. Says, Marisol, can you get near fire or are you afraid you'll burst into flames because you're 80% alcohol?
So we see a montage of her being like, cockies. Oh, I love a cocky. I love alcohol. I invented it. So then Andy's like, what do you want to say to these people? And she goes, well, I mean, look, everyone here drinks a lot. I take a little extra in my confessionals because I'm branding and marketing my future brands, you know, like Absolute Marisol and Marisol Wiser. And Marisol Nitos, which is a play on Tito's.
And Larsa's like, yeah, by the way, like, to be honest, like, seriously, though, I've never seen you drunk, by the way.
And Marisol's like, well, I'm not hurting anyone by trying to convey a personality I wasn't born with, Andy. All right?
He's like, well, Nicole, you said she's drunk half the time. What do you think?
She's like, I hope she's not really that drunk, Andy, because, like, that's a lot.
She goes, actually, I think that you drink more than me, okay? And everyone on this set put together, Nicole, and you're not just a drunk, you're a mean drunk. You hurt me. She punched me, Andy. There was physical violence where that girl punched me. I saw two of her. They were both punching me on the air.
I mean, roll the footage. You might as well call it Creed 4. And so then we see this footage. And it's basically like, here, I'll be Nicole being like, it's like so like unfair, it's like malicious, and like I'm like really upset right now.
No,
like,
don't cry.
No, please, no.
Oh, well, you know, get an ambulance. Marisol, she like fell over.
You're doing a lot of great chair work tonight, Ronnie.
It all started in that little loft closet in 2020.
Over Moisha.
So now Marisol is trying to make it out that Nicole's this really mean drunk, right? And she's like, yeah, you've always got to drink mean drunk. Well, you're a born drunk. What's the bigger sin?
So Nicole's saying that I did get drunk at like my engagement party because I was defending myself and I was defending my professional career, and so I absolutely got protective. And then he's like, ha! Okay, that's boring. Last year, Nicole got engaged to the man of her dreams, but as the man said to walk her down the aisle, that's be giving her the nightmares. I'm talking about your dad.
I love the clips of her dad. I can't help it. I think he's hilarious. He's like, oh, me?
Me?
Come to a party? Look, I didn't bring a girlfriend tonight. You want to come be my girlfriend?
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a great time.
Come here.
Did he look like, what's his name? Ian Holm, the actor, the guy who was on Alien, never mind. Could you just, if you think about it, anyone who's seen Alien, could you imagine Nicole's dad as being the man robot? And now if you do think about it, isn't that kind of fun? Isn't it fun to think of like, anyone on Real Housewives of Miami, like, being an alien? And the alien being like, oh, never mind.
I think this is these shows are the reasons the aliens haven't landed yet. I mean, everyone's like, what are they waiting for? Just take me. They're like, fuck no, I'm not taking you, you crazy asses.
Adriana's like, why didn't it hug my face? Why didn't it hug my face, my foot?
So Andy asks if Nicole's dad is going to walk her down the aisle. And she's like, Alexia goes, listen, there may be things that you don't like about your parents, but you have to respect your parents and let them cook their turkeys in your oven and then leave. That's how I am.
Alexia is basically setting up future arguments with Peter's future wife, right?
Right.
Well, it's like I said on the reunion that I was on, you know, like you got to accept your parents, you know, because they know best. Okay, sorry, slut.
Alexia has just decided to come and be on every wrong side, like every villain side. She's like, that's my side too. So Marisol's actually nice to Nicole on this part. She goes, well, when I left your engagement party, I said, what a mean, bitchy drunk. I hope she gets some help soon. But in her defense, this isn't easy, you know? And I can roll and hang with everybody, but this was like, wow. And then they show Marisol on the turntable thing, the picture turntable thing with the dad, and he's like, oh yeah, rub your butt against me. And she's like, alcoholic.
She's already freaked out by that camera whizzing by her face. So then Nicole's talking about her dad, like she and her dad going to therapy some more and everything, and like that her dad still hasn't said I'm sorry. And of course Larsa's like, I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, you guys are belittling a grown man.
Yeah, you're belittling a grown man on national TV. Oh yeah, and he's old school. I felt so bad for your dad when I saw that scene. Yeah, I felt bad for the dad who like abandoned you for crime and then went to prison. Like, I felt so bad for him.
I felt, like, so bad. Like, he didn't even have a son I could date. I just felt so bad for him. Nicole got run over by a car because of her dad.
Absolute. These two are being absolute shrews right now. I cannot believe they have the nerve to be like, oh, my God, I felt so sorry for that man. Because, you know, all he tried to do is leave you in a car, and you got out and got run over by it, and then it's his fault. And now it's his fault? Really? Oh, well, you know your dad. He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it.
And then, yeah, and by the way, notice that I think it was Alexia in here said something like he doesn't have to apologize. Actions are apologies. I'm like, oh, I'm sure you'll be really holding on to that for the next several seasons of this show.
Yeah, right.
Anytime you want an apology from someone.
So Nicole is just, because they won't stop. They're like, I mean, you're so mean to your dad, right? So Nicole's like, but like saying you're sorry is like such a small step to somebody, you know? And Larsa goes, Nicole, we can't change things. Just accept him and get over it. You have a different head, ma'am.
You look like you're in the movie Ants. Starring Sharon Stone.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think family members are like Larsa's fake ass and cheeks. Okay? If they're toxic, you have to remove them or they'll slowly kill you, and you'll turn into Yolanda hiding in bed with a bottle of fucking tequila, blaming everybody else for your problems.
So then Nicole's now crying, right? Because we're like rehashing her childhood trauma, and these people are basically like saying, get over it. And he goes, that made you cry. Why?
Why? Why would you cry? So she's like, it's just like everyone's saying, like, just accept him. But like, I remember being in the ICU. Oh, yeah. And you know what C stands for? Care. He cares. I'm on his side.
Yeah.
Not only does he care, he cares intensively.
You know where I am in? I'm in the I do see you, okay? And I see you.
It's terrible. So Adriana's like, well, as a child, she talks about how she grew up without a dad. And like, she knows what it's like to fight every day for your life, you know? Until one day you are on yacht, in bikini, singing on, over and over. You'll get there, girl. You'll get there.
I know what it's like to not have father and almost not have the foot.
So then Nicole's like, you know, I'm really thankful to the show because like without that, I would have ignored this problem forever, Andy. And like now at least I got to work things out with my dad. And like we're at least talking about it, but I don't know about the girlfriend. Like I still haven't met her because like, you know, he's almost 70, Andy, you know? And like what does a 70-year-old have in common with like someone who's in their 20s, you know? And then Lisa goes, but how old is she? And Larsa goes, what does it even matter?
Why does it matter?
Like, what?
Age is just a construct.
What's age anyway? It's stupid.
I mean, who cares if someone's 32 or 33? You know, like age, who cares? As long as their father is wealthy and may have been an enemy of my ex.
Right. Well, Larsa, it means you're a lot older than Michael Jordan's son, and you're going to get a discount at the movies way before he does, okay? Financial inequality can get you in the end, okay? Pay attention.
So Andy's like, Larsa, last time we saw you at Watch What Happens Live, hosted by me, you were accompanied by your friend, Marcus Jordan, son of Michael Jordan, who was the star of The Last Dance. Has anyone seen The Last Dance?
Loved so it. Love it. Hashtag Last Dance, am I right?
Oh. So how close have you two gotten? Does he have the special members-only discount on your OnlyFans?
Are you dating or are you not dating? And then they show Michael Jordan's son in the green room like, I wonder what she's going to say. And she's like, not really, like, we're friends, like. And he's like, but yeah, we're dating. And he's like, oh. I mean, the charisma just comes like thumping against, like, this against the TV screen. His charisma is like this against the TV screen. I was like, wow.
I was hoping to have, like, those wet eyeballs that his dad had in that documentary.
I don't watch that shit. I don't know what he's talking about.
You didn't watch The Last Dance? Oh, God. Documentary
now,
of our lives.
Now I know how husbands feel at our show. My brain just went.
This is a relatively straight, friendly recap because we have mentioned Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Tell that to the Uber driver. Anybody who... So this is where they start doing the funny math.
Expiration from dates on milk cartons for a reason, says Larsa.
Marcus is closer in age to your son than you are.
Just, is he? Like, I don't, like, know. Like, honestly,
know.
Like, to be honest, like, what? Like, is that, like, true, like? Hold on.
And you just hear.
Let's see, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, baby, say you love me. Sorry, I got distracted.
Hot times. I'm Brazilian.
That's my producer.
So Larsa's like, is he? And Andy goes, yeah, he's 32. I mean, I don't know how old you are, so maybe 10 years apart.
She's like, oh, wait, how old am I? Wait, hold on.
All right, we'll just get over numbers. I'm sure you're very close in age.
She's like, I don't care how old he is. He's very rich, okay? Those are the only numbers that really count, Andy. Okay?
So now they go on break, and then a black SUV shows up. And there's so much fanfare about this that I'm like, who am I? Like, what? Is this going to be like Leah Black coming out?
I was like, Kamala.
Kamala's here. Like, I was like, something big is about to happen, you know?
Now that would have been amazing.
Yeah, she's like, but, but no, and this scene, I think, really illustrates why gays were put on this world. You know, one of those things where you look at it and you're like, this is why I'm here. It's when, like, someone fabulous gets out of a car, and then we go, oh, my God, there she is. Queen! Queen! What a gorgeous queen you are. You're a gorgeous queen. I was like, yes, thank you. I'm fulfilled. I feel fulfilled.
And it was Kiki. A wonderful, wonderful Kiki. We love Kiki, and unfortunately, Kiki's only line of the evening is, I've arrived, baby. We're going to kill this shit. And then we don't see her again for the next half hour. Poor Kiki.
We go back to the stage, and Andy's on the phone, on the FaceTime with John Mayer. He's like, John, I'm shooting the reunion, and there's a problem. And Nicole's like, hey, John, you're not coming to Miami on your tour. What's the deal with that? And Lars is like, John Legend?
Yeah, she says John Legend, and Gertie goes, ew.
Gertie goes, John Mayer. She's like, Mayer of what? How much do you even make for that job? Like,
Mayor of Shingletown? So, yeah, he's not coming to Miami. Sorry, everyone who wants to see the John Mayer concert in Miami.
Yeah.
There will be an F1 event, though.
Yeah, enough STDs in Miami, apparently. They don't need any more intermingling. So, I'm sorry, but come on, you guys. That guy passes himself around.
Your body's a wonderland.
Man is a cold. That man is a cold. He's got his own COVID.
All right. We are back from the Real Housewives of the Miami reunion. Move over, Streisand and Gaga. A certain OG housewife claims she was born a star.
So, guys, were you done? I don't know if you were done, man. Yeah.
I was just going to let us all bask in the starness of Alexia Echeverria.
I had nothing else to say. I was done.
Okay.
Yeah. A certain housewife claims she was born a star. Okay, wait, hold on. Can we all agree that everybody out here is a narcissist? Can we agree?
I'm not a narcissist. No. I'm a larcissist. That means I don't have an H and my butt is flesh. And I'm just very confident, like, that's it. Like, I'm totally being honest about it.
And Alexi's like, oh, yeah, and you know what? That's the best trait. And you know what, everybody? Be quiet, because this is my package, so I'm going to keep talking right now, because they showed me up there.
It was my montage.
It's my package.
It's my package right now. It's my package. It's like me when I go to the lobby of my building. That's my package. She had a lot of ownership over her pack. She was like, this is my montage. Yeah.
Every time they show Alexia, she goes, that's my package. That's my package.
Also, I just want to point out Halle Berry. Halle Berry during my package. Halle Berry. And my address. Thank you.
This is my package if it was in Monster right now with Billy Bob
Monster's
Thornton.
Package.
Not Monster. What was that? Monster's Ball. I'm so sorry. I changed it to Charlize. But now that we're on the topic, am I right? Look at the back.
Look at the back. Charlize Theron.
Charlize.
This is Mad Max Fury Road.
So then Alexi's like, this is about me, so this is time for me to defend myself. So then Adriana stands up and she walks to Andy and she's like, Andy, look, I read this from a psychologist. And he's like, oh, all right, though. This is the definition of narcissism. A grandiose sense of self, arrogant, lack of empathy for others. Well, it's clearly not me.
Not me, no. Not me. Not a problem for me.
Why is there a picture of John Mayer?
So Alexia's like, that's literally not me. It's not me. And Lisa goes, that sounds a lot like Lanny.
My package.
No, my package.
Okay.
My package. Lanny package is over.
They think other people envy them.
Well, they do. They do. Like, what are you going to do about it?
And he's like, and excessive fantasies of brilliance and beauty, the need for excessive admiration and exploitation of others. Okay, I'll correct that. I don't think everyone out here is a narcissist. Can you look up sociopath?
Well, you know what? With that being said, like, the only good trait of being a narcissist is self-confidence.
And like, that's what I have, you know? Like, and that's what I say. I say, like, I feel like I'm a star. I take that from narcissism. It's like, why are you standing up for traits of narcissism?
She's like, I love narcissism, okay? I may not be it, but I will still have lunch with it, okay? So,
I was born a star, okay? Because, like, my parents instilled that in me, okay? From the day I was born, my name was Alexia Solar System Echevera.
Horoscope. They took out the H, so I don't sound like a whore. But, you know, my parents made me believe that, and they said, we're all unique. And Gertie's like, no, you're saying that you're better than us, and we all suck or something, right? Like, we're all jealous of you. And Andy's like, well, in my mind, there's nothing more important. Hold on, everybody. Nothing more important as a father. It's like you're talking about narcissism while you're making this whole segment about you.
The most important thing when you're raising a girl is to instill confidence in them so that one day they could go on a reality TV show and tear another confident girl down.
Well, you know what? Everyone
we
just
can't start with broken women or there's not going to be a show. Get some confidence and some boobs.
I was like, wow, you're doing great over there.
Listen, I'm a star. Everyone's just like jonesing to be a star like me. They all have Star Jones. That was a pun that I made.
So she's like, oh, and Gertie, you know, you say it's jealousy. By the way, you called yourself a star in season 4. And then we see Gertie being like, I do everything. I do business. I do this. I do lawns. I do, I hang lights. I'm a star. Like that, like kind of
like
kidding.
Air quotes-y, you know?
And she goes, yes, but I'm like, I'm a star. Fingers. You know, tricky fingers. And then she's like, but you're saying we're jealous of you because you're a star. And you know what? You are still doing the same vibe. You need to humble yourself.
I'm a star.
I'm just a star.
It's like, you know what? I think you resent the fact that like I'm like resilient. Oh well, you know, I'm resilient like Peter, you know? And like every single time it's a conversation where they need to bring up everything I've gone through in my life to create pain, they're creating pain because they want to like dim my star, but you can't dim my star because I literally have the name Solar System in my name.
Don't try and create pain for horoscope.
Okay? You know, when I was a little child and I saw those commercials on NBC, you know, the more they know, it was like my face. That was me up there.
You are the one who brings up your struggles every 5 minutes, okay? I think someone else did it one time, but she literally is like, every answer, she's like, hold on, it's my package. After everything I've gone through. Everything I've gone through over the years. So then Alexia's like, yeah, I'm not falling for it. So basically they fart about. I mean,
oh, well, no. Why do you have to bring up my pain? It was a lot.
So
but that was a star's fart, so you're welcome.
Now it's Gertie's turn to make it all about herself, right? So Gertie's like, you know, you have to see the things you do to us. And she goes, what does she do to you then? What does like she do to you? Be honest about it, like. She's like, she's disrespectful. I give her flowers and she says, I already have flowers. That's not nice. That is not nice. I like when Gertie pouts her bottom lip like.
And then we do see Alexia being an asshole about it. She's like, oh, well, you know, she gave me flowers, but like I have a whole boat of flowers. So like, thanks, I guess. Stupid. Yeah.
For
her
stupid
person.
Wedding. She sent her flowers to a wedding, though. I mean, that is kind of like, why are you sending flowers to a wedding? The delivery man walks up, he's like, I've got flowers, and it's to a wall of flowers, like a literal wall of flowers. Like, I can't see you, sir. It's like, I've got flowers.
But if she didn't send them, you know, Alexia would be like, she didn't even send flowers.
You didn't even send flowers to my wedding. And
didn't
now you're going to say
flowers,
you're a good
and
friend?
I'm like a star.
Narcissist.
How do you not send a star a flower?
Narcissist.
You're a mean drunk, too.
So Gertie's like, you know what? If you were a friend, you would have said, thank you for the flowers. But no, see, you haven't given me a thank you. You haven't given me a sorry. All you said to me is you don't care and you don't give a fuck. And when I saw it back on the screen about my charity from my brother, what you said
about that again. So they get into this about, again, the charity fight, because Alexia said a disparaging thing about the party. And so they get into all of that, etc. And Gertie's like, you literally had the nerve to sit there, and I wanted to do your party, and I said, give me the date. And you said, and like, you gave me the date, and I said, I can't go there on that date, because I have a very important family day with my friends and with my children, and we're going to put phones on our foreheads and try to guess words like vase and potato.
Oh, yeah? Well, you said you couldn't do it on that date, and I'm glad you didn't, because you are difficult to work with.
Coming for my job.
And then she goes, you mistreat your assistant, Mano, and you know what? You're not going to castrate me like you castrated Russell. There, I said it. I said it. You treat Mano bad, and you castrated Russell bad. It was bad castration.
You are a full-blown liar. Okay, chaos and confusion is how you argue.
Okay, enough about castration. Okay. Alexia, you said all Russian women are prostitutes. That was hilarious.
That was a great pivot by Andy. One of my favorite fights of the year was this Alexia versus Julia prostitution fight. And like, they see the flashback again, which is so funny, with Julia reading this card.
If I were a prostitute, who would make least money?
And like, oh, well, you
know, probably make the most because you're a Russian, so you're a prostitute.
Yeah, that's what Russians do, you know?
It's hard for me not to put a fiver in your boobs right now. So, Alex is, Julia, Alexia says, Julia read the card, and that was my answer. And I was so sorry. Remember? Do you remember? Do you remember how sorry I was? I was so sorry.
She was so sorry.
Yeah, not at the moment. Not
she
at the
was
moment.
Sorry. It was very sorry.
But I was so sorry. I was. And, you know, like you said, you came to this country, you know, and you
it
know
was a stigmatism.
Yeah, there was a stigmatism to it.
There was a stigmatism to it.
That's what it was. And Adriana's like, stigmatism is for eye disease. That's an eye disease.
Well, that's what I said, stigmatism.
And Nicole's like, LOL, that's called a stigma, okay? And she goes, oh, really? And Marisol goes, okay, Amex. Mean drunk, can't pronounce a credit card name. Ow, she's punching me in her mind, Andy. She's punching me in her.
Listen, I said I am sorry for all the hurt and pancreas that I have created for all the Russian women. Would I say something? Who took it that way, you know? And like at the end of the night when we're all like hitting the piñata, like I hugged you. So like, that's it, that's fixed.
Well, first of all, thank you for the apology because this time it felt real. When you made the comment about Russian women coming here to have babies, and that's all we do? Well, guess what? I am a Russian lady who came here to give my babies a better future. Does it make prostitute out of me? Do prostitutes hold hay overhead?
She's a prostitute.
I am here for opportunity, and now look at me. Children, goat, chicken.
It's like, yes, Julia.
Yeah. So Andy's like, well, Alexia, I don't think you still really understand what's going on here. So, like, you wouldn't want someone judging you by the worst stereotypes of Cubans, right? She's, oh, and they have.
I'm so judged.
I'm judged.
I'm so judged all the time. I'm judged.
All the time.
It's me. It's all the time me. I'm judged.
You know.
You know, but I try not to think about that like some people. And he's like, okay, well, oh, well, you know, from Peter says, Alexia. When you figured out that Adriana's date wasn't married as you had accused him of being, did you ever reach out to him or Adriana to apologize? And then we see the clip of her going, oh, by the way, he's not married after all. And I know because I was back on the MiamiDate.gov. And then I went like that. It turns out you have to keep moving all the way to the bottom.
Scroll all the way to the bottom.
You have to do that.
Scroll all the way to the bottom. All the way. New functionality, scrolling. So Adriana's like, well, she never did. And
Adriana goes, you should apologize for the slander.
And Alexia's like, it's never going to happen. It's never, she's like proudly like, oh no, I'm happy I said all that shit about someone that was wrong.
She's like, I'm not going to say sorry because you know what? First of all, it's not her boyfriend. It's someone she rents. And she's like, rent? And yes, you rent. She rents these men to come to her events. And he goes, rents her? What does this guy get out of it? She goes, fame, because you say you're going to be on a housewives show and guys get a hard on.
You know, you say you're going to be on a revived housewives show that's on a streaming only NBC product. Boners everywhere.
Boner town, Andy.
He's a doctor. Okay, let's put it that way. He's like a doctor.
Oh,
okay?
Really? Well, being a medical doctor doesn't make him a better man, does it? Look at Nicole.
I mean, but you don't rent doctors. You rent Larsa's foot, for crying out loud.
Doctors have full schedules. You can't rent them.
And Larsa's like, oh yeah, you can rent anybody. Anybody's for sale. Yeah.
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 Maybe at your job, honey. So,
Alexia's like, well, nobody buys me with love, which is funny. She's like, people buy me with love, but like not money, you know? Like, that's what you resent, that I've got like so much love in my life. Like, it bothers you, okay? Yeah. I've got the sort of love in my life that wants to have a secret gay relationship on the side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they buy me with love, not with money. I just happen to find very wealthy men to fall in love with me, okay? So she's saying, you're jealous of me, you want my life. And Adriana goes, you are demoralizing me. Which, this is her best reunion. I'm just going to say it right now. I'm on her side. She hasn't done anything too insane yet, you know? And she's saying things like, you are demoralizing me. How could you?
So then Adriana pulls out her latest receipt. So she pulls out some paper. She brings it to Andy. And it's from February 2020.
Yeah, this is good.
Right before lockdown. And Andy's reading. He's like, oh, okay, let me read this. Hey, my friend, how are you? So-and-so reached out to me for your number. I'm okay. Peter just hit another cab today, and we're really upset for him. We're hoping to get him a job at Jamba Juice. And oh, well, you know, Peter, he tries really hard. And how long does this go on, Adriana?
The point of it is that she's trying to hook me up with a married man, Andy. And he's like, really? I need to get to that bar. Then Peter punched a bank teller. Well, at least so they say. I never believe it because he was raised right. And even if he wasn't, he's richer than them. So who the fuck are they to say anything? Can we get to the meat here, please?
It's kind of disgusting that you're reading text messages.
So Alexia's like, hey, honey. So some guy reached out for your number. And Adriana says, great to see Frankie doing well. Is this guy married? And she says, I don't know. And she says, well, I don't touch married men because that's bad karma. And then Lars was like, that's kind of disgusting that you guys are like reading text messages right now. That is disgusting. That is like, you know what? Hand up to God. That's disgusting, Mike.
So it's this really shoddy evidence that basically Alexia is like doing this thing. And Alexia could just be like, oh, that's bullshit. But she's like, oh, yeah, you know what? I did say that. I did say it. Mm-hmm. I did say it.
So what? So what? The guy said I didn't know Adrian. I didn't know either. So what's the big deal? And Andy's like, what she's saying is that you tried to set her up with a married man, and she said no. And she goes, well, why do you keep bringing it up?
So, okay. Listen, there's a perception from the viewers. They sort of look like Janice from the Muppets. But there's also a perception that you have a hard time owning things and apologizing. What is your response to that?
Maybe I have a hard time apologizing because my apologies are sincere, so I have to really feel it, you know? And I can't, if I don't feel it, I can't do it, you know? Unless it was with Hernan, and sometimes Todd. Why do you keep bringing it up? Why? She's like, I'm not gonna lie about sorry. And Nicole's like, but then when we do something, you make everybody apologize like 20 times. So then they argue back and forth about like who's worse at taking an apology. And basically, Alexia's terrible, right? Like, she's a hypocrite.
But so then Adriana and Larsa also get into it on the side. Everyone just sort of gets pulled into this fight. And Larsa comes with this really strong insult. She goes, you stay out of it with your big mouth looking like a bird.
Because Adriana's going, stay out of it, Larsa. Just you do it, bird. You stay out of it.
A bird with face. Bird with shingles.
Hold on. And Nicole goes, yeah, but Larsa, if you come for Anthony's child, she goes, what? I never came like for his child. I never said anything. She goes, you called him a bastard. You called him a bastard. She goes, I asked if he was single. I said, you have a child out of wedlock. I never judged you for it. I just said, like, wedlock, ew.
And Andy is losing his mind during all this. He's going, Sarah Jessica Parker. So then just trying to focus on, he's like just focusing on other things. So he's like, okay, we're not gonna do this right now. We're gonna get to the two of you. Okay, all right. So after watching the media at a meeting at Alexia's house and seeing herself with the Amex and going to that guy that was there, thought he was going to Olive Garden or something. Did you see how they might be upset, Nicole?
No, really, because I was, like, glad to see it because I didn't think it was that bad. Like, they're making it out to be so bad. It wasn't really that bad, I didn't think. And Alexi's like, and she did apologize, though. She did apologize to that guy because Andy says, did Anthony ever send chocolates to the lawyer? And she's like, he did. He did. Like, Alexia, you're proving yourself wrong in every other line, right?
So
Nicole's like, when you said something wrong to the entire population of Russian women, like, I'm sorry. I already said I'm sorry, but Adriana had to grovel for 3 episodes for you to get to say I'm sorry, you know? And you made me grovel and apologize over and over again at the gringo party.
And Alexia's like, oh, well, you know, like, you guys tortured me on the bus. You guys tortured me. And, like, you guys made me, like, you made me have to take you out to dinner and text you and do all these things to apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I'm reading Nicole's line. But, you know, it's so confusing up here in Miami,
okay,
you know?
Okay. Don't tell me okay, because this is my package. This is my
package. It's my package.
That was me.
It's my package. Okay, all right. I understand. But it's a dialogue with this group, and it's about you. Yes, Alexi, it's about you. Oh, well, you know, they've attacked me all season long.
Yeah, they've been attacking me. They've been attacking me the whole season.
They're acting like a whole bunch of Russian prostitutes right now.
Oh, and Lisa goes, well, maybe you feel attacked that everyone was mad at you because you keep saying, I'm a star. And she goes, it's not even that, because I still believe it. And I encourage you all to believe it too. Because Lisa, like, if you believed you were a star, then maybe Lenny wouldn't have done all those things he's done to you. I was like, oh!
Wow.
Wow.
A real star. So a real star would have had all those things done to you. Okay, well, big words for someone whose first husband went to jail and second husband had a secret gay lover. So congratulations.
Not good. And she goes, yes, you need to have self-confidence, Lisa. I'm in control of the Instacart. Do you know how difficult that is for me? And everyone's just like, that's not right. And next week, the reunion continues. And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Miami.
Thank you so much, everyone, for being here for our 2000th episode. We really appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, in Atlanta. Have a wonderful evening. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Crappins would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
The Bay Area Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Make it lastner with Aaron Kastner.
We want to hang with Liz Lang. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or You can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.